Irvine seeking to ban single-use plastic. Irvine leaders are looking at banning single-use plastic for local businesses and mandating they switch to reusable or compostable materials. Agendized by Councilwoman Kathleen Tresidder, the council unanimously voted July 25 to direct city staff in crafting an ordinance and conducting outreach to local businesses for next steps in such a plastic reduction program. We've agendized this item in response to a number of residents, especially our younger residents, who approached us and asked us to do something about the plastic waste out there, and especially single-use plastic, Ms. Tresidder said while introducing the proposed ordinance. During a presentation, she said many plastics commonly used in restaurants are not recyclable, including plastic utensils, cups, and bags. Only less than 9% of plastic is actually recycled when we put it into the recycling bins. Moreover, that plastic when it goes into our landfills does not disappear, she said. In 2018, only 8.7% of plastic thrown in recycle bins in the U.S. was recycled, according to the most recent report on the issue by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Globally, 9% was recycled, the agency reported. The proposed ordinance could ban plastic to-go containers for takeout and drive-through restaurants, and mandate they switch to compostable materials such as natural wood, paper, and bamboo fibers. Exceptions could be made for some restaurants, like allowing metal foil for burritos, according to the proposed plan. Consumers would also pay a 25-cent fee for disposable cups, with no charge for reusable ones, under the ordinance. During the discussion on the issue, Ms. Tresidder mentioned that plastic doesn't break down like paper or food, but instead fragments into microplastics, which she said permeate everything including water and air, are digested by animals and have even been found inside babies in their mother's womb as the particles pass through the placenta. As people are growing even before they're born, they are growing around plastic. It is a health hazard. It's associated with cancer and other ailments. And it's a big problem, she said. Councilman Larry Agron expressed support for the proposed ordinance after Tresidder's remarks. Whoever on your staff assisted in putting this together did a terrific job. Just listening to your description of the magnitude of this problem and the pervasiveness of it, it almost just makes you embarrassed to be a human being, he said. Councilwoman Tammy Kim said some smaller restaurants, under the ordinance, could be hit hard. She suggested only those with 50 or more employees should be subject to it if ultimately approved. Whether or not we'll explore putting some thresholds, so we're not going after those businesses that need the most help because they're already being squeezed by rents, she said. A handful of residents from the Surf Rider Foundation, an environmental nonprofit with over 200 clubs and chapters globally, spoke in support of the ordinance. Most of the around 20 speakers making public comments during the meeting were high school or college-aged. I hope other teenagers who feel any trace of passion in regards to our earth can feel empowered knowing that Irvine can take a big step in making their lives more plastic-free, a senior from the city's University High School said during the meeting. A social media manager for the Pacific Catch restaurant chain said all its 14 stores in California, including one in Irvine, have already eliminated single-use plastics and instead use compostable materials for takeout orders. Our guests appreciate that we go the extra mile so they can feel good about where they choose to eat. We offer our assistance and expertise should the city of Irvine need it, she said. Another resident said a boba restaurant in Northern California was able to successfully eliminate plastic, switching to paper cups and straws, and similar Irvine shops could follow suit if mandated. Small businesses will be okay. There are policies that can fix these problems. The city of Irvine should do its part within the larger solution of the crisis to ban plastic, the speaker said. The council's vote directs the city manager and city attorney to come back with a plastic waste reduction ordinance within 120 days and to identify funding to help local businesses make such a transition. City staff will also conduct outreach on the issue, including surveying residents and business owners. California has already mandated its own goals to reduce the usage of plastic. Governor Gavin Newsom signed SB 54 into law last year, which requires by 2032 that all packaging in California be recyclable or compostable, 65% of single-use plastics be recycled, and for a 25% cut in plastic packaging according to CalRecycle, the state's recycling and waste management agency.